Get up with Cass and Budge.
All right, party people. Let's do this.
Yeah. All right. All right, all right, all right.
All right, let's turn this down. Let's ease into Monday.
What do you mean? Don't turn it down. I can't hear anything.
Do you know what? Let's be honest with them, Cass. You and I are a little bit rusty from last night.
No, we're sound chipper.
We don't. Not yet, but we will. We're a little bit rusty because we had a copious amount of drinks.
Responsibly.
Were they? Yeah, no, they were.
Always
they were
drink responsibly.
Always. Kids aren't up yet. No. Anyway, look, yeah, we had a good weekend. There was a reason we had drinks. We'll go into that a little bit later.
Yeah, we're not just doing this for no reason. Trust me, it's a big reason.
Yeah, it's a big reason. Hey, you played footy over the weekend as well.
I am going to chat to you about that next.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
And you know how I just woke up a little bit and got a bit sassy? Yeah. You know that's what I need to talk to you about. Also, something happened last night that I haven't told you about yet. Okay. There's a lot to tell you, Budge.
How has something else happened? I still thought I saw everything.
You bailed.
I did,
but Cass and Bodge
on the Mid-North Coast. FM here. This morning, Cass and Bodge for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
Choking there, Bodge.
A little bit dusty this morning. Cass.
Look, we had some drinks last night. All will be revealed, Bodge, a little bit later on. Now,
what are we going to do? At what, 20 past 8?
We'll do it at 8:40.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Is that all right?
Yeah,
is that
it's
all
right a long way off. I might be asleep by then, if I'm honest with you.
Okay, well, you're not making the announcement sound very big.
I need me a Lucozade, pal.
Okay, I'm going to need this. You, old mate, can only, and I mean that in an endearing term.
Yeah.
I think you might need a Barocca.
Mm.
Or a...
One on the pokes as well. I was very happy about
did
that.
Did you?
Oh, our man Caleb was very, very unlucky and he took his frustrations out on me.
What happened?
He just lost. But I understand that the party continued after I left.
Well, I'll just... For our listeners, they deserve to know what happened. Yeah. We were going back to Chrissy from the promotion... Chrissy from the Hit Squad, her house.
Mm.
And we're in the car, and I know you know what happened. I don't know what happened before we got in the car, but Chrissy and I noticed that we weren't going towards her house. In fact, we were going towards your house.
That's right. I was getting dropped off, and we didn't want to tell you.
You were bailing early. Who does that?
Someone that wants to be...
It was like 7 o'clock.
Someone that wants to be responsible and get up early enough for work.
Who beat you? Out of you and I,
yep.
I stayed later, but who was more on time than the other one?
It doesn't matter.
I think it
just
was
because,
me.
Just because you stayed late, it doesn't mean you consumed more.
It's not a matter. It's not a competition.
No, I'm just telling you that cause and effect. You know, it's a thing. So
Budge,
the more you consume, the more you're affected by it. And you're what, 24?
For one,
do you know what a hangover's like when you get to 30? 30 plus.
Don't pull the age card out.
It's absolutely true.
I know for a fact that you went home to do one thing.
Well,
you went home to watch Dawson's Creek.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'm all right with that. Yeah. I was like, hang on a second.
I don't know.
I didn't take anyone home.
I don't know. Well, Chrissy and I didn't talk to you for a little bit because we were so annoyed.
Yeah. I sent you a little video just saying this is why I came home.
I didn't reply.
Yep, didn't need to.
Oh, it's just embarrassing. Look, anyway, you went home, so you missed out on what happened next. There was some dancing. Caleb learned some new moves.
I'm
Caleb
okay
the
missing
hit squad.
All that.
Yeah.
I'm okay missing it.
Well, look, there were some things that I wish I could unsee, but I can't. I got home, and I was feeling fine. I was like, hey, I'm going to have some water, play with my bird, and then go to sleep, right? Just the usual. Just the casual day in the life of Cass.
In fact, that's what you said when everyone was going to bail. That's okay. You can all go home. I'll just go home and play with my bird. That's how you tried to make people feel bad.
Well, they should. Because Freddie was tired, so he wouldn't have played with me, would he?
No.
Yeah, not at all. In fact, I tried to, and he just flew away. And I went upstairs, and I was taking out... some new earrings. They were a gift from my mum and I was taking them out and you never do this. And I knew I shouldn't have done it, but maybe I wasn't in my right mind.
All right.
I was starting to take out the earrings over the sink and lo and behold, there were different earrings. So one was a circular shape, one was like a long circle shape, right? And it fell down the sink and I was trying to grab it, stumbling around and it fell down the sink.
Those earrings are nice, by the way. I made a comment about them.
You did. And honestly, I've only worn them twice.
One of them's got the Jewish hand thing.
Yeah.
That I've actually seen more in Indian sort of.
I think it's also like
stuff.
A Turkish thing. I don't know.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's that weird hand that's got like a thumb either side of it. And then you've got the eye, the Greek eye thing that looks very similar to the Illuminati eye, but apparently this one wards off evil.
It does. It's not similar, don't you dare. So, yeah, they were.
Very similar.
It's not. As I said, they were different. Anyway, you know when it's going down the sink and you're like, oh, no, it's going to stay? I just watched it. I didn't even try and get it. So, what do I do? I called my dad here on the Mid-North Coast, my neighbour. Just kidding. It was actually pretty late, so I just texted him. And I said, hello, I've
dropped. Didn't do that.
I did. Yeah, I did. And no, because he said, anything you need, let me know. So this was the one time I needed help.
But does he do all that sort of stuff? Did he mean like if you need like a cup of sugar? He probably didn't think if you need some late night plumbing done, give me a buzz.
Well, no, he's a really nice guy. And all I said, look, I'll read it to you, so I'm not making this up. I'm not making this up.
No, I know you're not.
I said, Daniel Dash, hope you guys, they've just had a baby. Congratulations to Daniel and Tara.
So he's already not sleeping. So.
No, it was only 2 days ago, so I was thinking, should I not text this? But I did, just because he's a nice guy, I thought, why not? Daniel, I hope you're enjoying your first few days as parents. So excited. I have a really annoying question, and please tell me your honest feels.
Oh, no.
I dropped an earring down the bathroom sink. There was no tap running. I haven't yet washed my hands. I was wondering if you know a way or you are able to check if you can see my earring. I'm really sorry for the inconvenient time, Cass.
Yeah.
He says, you kill me.
I don't think he means it in the kind of, ha 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 ha, you kill me. I think he means, you're killing me.
You're killing me, Cass. You are really killing me. Anyway, I haven't washed my hands since last night. Ooh. I have been to the toilet.
So when I walked in and you wanted to shake my hand, what was that about?
Well, it was just saying hello.
Yeah, fair enough. There we go.
It's a way I greet you.
Sure. Okay.
Either way, I don't know.
Have you got your earring back?
No, he was at the hospital. He literally just had a baby. So he's gonna come over later.
You're saying it to me like I'm the one that doesn't respect the fact he's just had a child. Oh. You're the one.
Get up with Cass and Bodge.
On the Mid-North Coast hit.
Well, I mean, you played your last game of footy as well.
I did want to chat about that, Bodge, and I have been playing for the Port Macquarie Magpies.
Yes.
And the girls are absolutely killing it. I think we've only lost one game, one every other, and that is not thanks to me, let me tell you, but they are a great team of girls. And on the weekend, I did tell the girls that it would be my last game, and they were all very, very welcoming as well and very understanding. And we were up at Woolgoolga, and it was a bit of a trek, and often when you have a trek when you're playing sport, it can be like you get there and you're kind of exhausted already before it even starts. But we all kind of piped up, perked up, and everyone was like, Cass, it's your last game, you're gonna score. And I was like, whoa, don't you start throwing out those one-liners, because then I'm gonna be freaking out the whole game.
They're very good like that. They move the backs to the forwards and whatever else every now and then, just to give everyone a shot.
I've only really ever played the wing and forward pocket because I don't think I'm very good at defending, to be honest.
That's it. Well, I mean, I did go and watch you play, and I thought you did.
Huh?
I mean, you were there. What? You were there.
Pardon?
You were on the field. That was good.
Oh, well, mate, you missed a star performance on the weekend, if I can say so.
Yeah, I heard, actually.
I scored one goal.
I know.
One of my friends said, look, you have to score five. I said, well, I don't know what street you're barking up, but that's the wrong one. One was good enough for me. Can I tell you how it happened? It came up pretty quickly from the back line.
Yeah.
And I missed the mark. I dropped it, but I quickly picked it up, turned around, kick with my left foot, and it was a shocking kick. It bounced between the goals, but not over, and then back, and then between, and then through. So it was a four bounce goal.
Wow. So yeah, no, that's what people your size do. So don't look at me like that. You'd be considered a small forward. Okay.
A small forward
gets the crumb and just kicks a goal from wherever they can. It sounds Eddie Betts-like, okay? And, in fact, I got sent some commentary. Did you know that the games that you play, there's commentators that are there, and they commentate the games? I got sent some audio. So you're right. The ball did come from defence. It was a long ball, from what I understand. Here's the short bit that I've got sent.
Long ball forward. Sausage! Sausage!
That's so basically...
That was it.
Yeah, that was all they sent me. They didn't really send any more. But Cass kicking her first sausage. A sausage roll.
Can I tell you, I turned around. I didn't see that because I thought it was a behind, or I thought it didn't even go through. And then all of a sudden, all the girls start running up to me. Yeah.
Oh, wait, so you're telling me it could have been a point and it
wasn't. I'm telling you, I thought it was a nothing. I missed my goal. I turned around, I got a bit salty just because I was like, come on, that was my probably one chance. And I thought it was one of the many behind.
At least you didn't do what Caleb does when he loses. He punches the ground like a little sook.
I wasn't punching. I was just shook my head in shame and turned around. It was embarrassing. Get up
with Cass and Lodge on the Mid-North Coast here.
Now,
at hits.com.au.
Big news, Cass, on the music front, obviously. Now, the Spice Girls have been doing the rounds over in the UK. I've seen people that I know fly over there, spend a lot of money to go and see them, and now it looks like they shouldn't have done all that.
Yes, what? Well, look, the Spice Girls, yes, spice up your damn life, people. The Spice Girls are coming to Australia.
Mm.
I can't believe it. I did not think that they would come.
Do we know dates yet?
No dates yet. Well, there was some audio that I heard that it was just Mel B shouting out that they're coming to Australia, see you in February. We don't know an exact date, but we know it's next year, and they're going to be touring also with the Spice Girls. Jerry, so Ginger Spice, actually said that she was sorry for leaving the Spice Girls because basically back in the day, I think it was at a Manchester concert, she just walked out basically on the Spice Girls, and she's feeling a bit guilty about that. She says, sorry, this is a quote from her, I was a brat. And yeah, I think she just wanted to apologise to the fans in the UK because she did just walk out on them virtually.
Yeah, but she was the hottest one. Come on.
You reckon Ginger's the hottest?
She absolutely was the hottest one.
Oh, well, I think it was Posh.
Really?
No?
Really?
Yeah.
No, she seemed like the most stuck up one.
Yes, but I reckon she was the sexiest.
No.
Best voice wise?
Raspiness, all right. That's what I like in women, if they've got that sort of raspy tone to their voice. Ginger had that.
Ginger did have a bit of a raspy voice. I'll give you that one, Bodge.
And then Scary Spice, she had that. I think she's the one that's aged the best. I think she's the hottest now.
You reckon?
Yeah. Baby Spice got all right. I mean, I never fancied her.
You didn't fancy
her? I didn't like the Baby Spice look. I was like, nah. I want a woman. I don't want a girl. I want a woman.
You want a woman. Look, Baby Spice. Like, when I used to dress up as a Spice Girls with my friend, even though I'm brunette, I would always get baby because I'm the shortest, and I just thought that was
really?
Stupid.
I feel like because of your skin tone, you would have worked better as like a, I don't know. Like Mel B. You're the blackest.
I thought that I would be posh. I even got a bob.
You're kidding.
I even got a bob and went to a party as posh. And I still can't get it. God. All right. Also in trending news, Jon Snow. Now, this isn't a spoiler, but he's been...
Well, the show's done, isn't it?
Yeah, but, like, people still get mad if I'm going to talk about it.
Well, should be up to date.
That's what I've been saying this whole time.
Yeah.
Look, Jon Snow is apologising for the final season. And when I see a headline like that, I'm like, well, is he fully apologising? What do you mean? Obviously, he's copped a lot of hate and a lot of backlash.
Well, everyone has. I mean, with a show like that, people aren't going to get the ending they want.
Yes, but what they're referring to really is the Starbucks cup. The smallest mistake, and, you know, he's doing a little bit of swearing here. He says, we effed up, and it's gone viral. And he was apologising about that. The editors were quick to go and edit it out after that.
What's the point? I've already seen it.
Oh, no. But for anyone else who hasn't seen it, that's what they fixed it for. And, yeah, he was just saying that it was at the end of the season, end of the series, and no one saw it. How could no one see that?
I don't know. I feel like maybe this is just me, right? Conspiracy.
Okay.
Mm. I think Emilia Clarke knew it was there in front of her. I think she put it there on purpose.
Well, that's what Sophie Turner says.
To try and tank the series so that they'd have to do a do-over. I think, and that's why Samuel Tarly, right? If you look behind his leg when they're all sitting there right at the end, spoiler. Samuel Tarly makes it to the end. What happens is you can see a water bottle behind him. He's just been sitting there having a little sip.
A little something, something.
Yeah, a little sip.
Also, I've got one more for you. Apparently, Harry and Meghan, Jennifer Aniston actually was trying to infiltrate before Meghan jumped in.
What, with Harry?
With Prince Harry. Apparently, she had the hots for Harry. Hot Harry. Do you reckon that they would have been a better couple, or are you happy with Meghan?
I mean, I think that I would choose Jennifer Aniston over most people in the world, even now.
You would choose Jennifer Aniston over Meghan? I thought you really had a thing for her.
No, not at all.
Oh, yeah.
See, because Meghan was in Suits, what was her name? Oh, Donna from Suits.
You liked the character.
The receptionist.
Oh, yeah.
She was, yeah, she was the best.
Well, look, I hope that Megan doesn't see this story because I reckon they're kind of low-key friends.
Yeah.
Get up with Cass and Bodge.
On the Mid-North Coast hit.
Head of FM this morning, Cass and Bodge for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie, 7:13.
All right, Bodge, you know how when you speak without looking at your phone, does your, I guess, grammar, if it's proper, does it change from when you're typing to when you're speaking without your phone?
No, my grammar's always been the same, so's my pop.
No, it's not even, I don't even, I can't laugh at that.
No, you can't.
I can't.
No, look, I don't know. I used to be able to, what, do you remember the 3315s, the Nokias?
Yeah.
When they had the bumps in the phone and everything, I used to be able to, no joke, text without even looking at the phone because I knew where the bumps were and I knew how many times to press everything. That is not uncommon for people my age.
Well, that's fair.
To, yeah.
I actually did. That was one of my first phones, like a little like brick Nokia. So I get it. But look, there's.
But I don't go around saying things like lol.
I don't.
No, but you shorten words.
Well, I don't.
You certainly do. I don't think you'd do that if we didn't text.
What do you mean? What do I shorten?
A lot. I'm dry. Do you know what? I've dried up at the moment. I'm trying to think of some.
See,
I
can't.
You'll throw one out eventually and you'll prove me right.
Look, I do. I have a tendency to shorten things. And there's some new studies that have come out recently that say that basically if we are texting a lot and kids these days, kids and teenagers who are coming up through school, their grammar is actually getting worse and their ability to speak properly is also getting worse because of phones and because of technology. Because
when you say speak properly,
yes.
Are you talking about they've got a speech impediment,
no,
or are you
no.
saying speak correctly?
Develop their language.
As in, like, you know, speak the language correctly.
Yeah, speak the English language okay. correctly. And
I
to
just
develop.
Thought I'd check because you weren't speaking correctly there.
Shut up. Was I?
I don't know.
I don't know either. God, are we all right?
It was fun to have a stab.
That was funny.
Yeah. But no, there's
a couple of examples here.
Right.
One 13-year-old's message read, OMG IKR. What do you think that means?
It's MKR, isn't it?
No. That's finished.
Okay.
What do you think that means? I didn't know this.
Oh,
I
hang on.
It.
IKR. I know right.
Did you know that? That's so embarrassing for your soul. Did you know that?
No. I've had to decipher messages before.
From who?
Well, I've got three younger sisters.
From your sisters?
Yeah. As soon as they started seeing boys, I was like, right, here I finally get the big brother perks.
This is it.
And I had to, you know, try and make sure that these boys had good intentions, otherwise they'd get their head caved in.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
So, well, also a 21-year-old's message says, yo, dude, are you still coming to a party on Friday night? They're saying that's a problem. I say that all the time.
Yeah, but how has it been spelt?
Oh, yo is yo.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then they're just shortening everything, basically.
Okay, so how are the words spelled? Is everything spelt correctly?
R is just R. R-U.
No, yes. I don't like that.
Look, I do that sometimes only if I'm in a huge rush, but it feels uncomfortable.
Well, do you know what a deal breaker is for me
when
dating? And I know this sounds like a really petty thing considering all the things that could be wrong,
mm-hmm.
but I don't... spelling errors is fine. I mean, but if you get the theirs wrong, you know, there.
Oh, that's annoying.
I can't do it. I just... It irks me, mate.
There's one word. There is one word.
Go.
That drives me up the wall.
Moist.
No, that doesn't drive me anywhere.
I've driven someone up the wall. And if someone that's listening is going, please don't say moist again.
Can you not, just don't say it again.
Moist.
No, stop.
All right.
The word that just really annoys me is use.
Use. Okay. You're Greek. You can't hate that.
What do you mean?
Use better get out of your mate or I'll give more cousins onto you, all right?
That was not a Greek accent.
That was very
That was
Greek.
More Lebanese, maybe?
No.
Yes?
No.
Cypriot?
Don't tell me. I know what Greeks sound like.
You're a quarter. You're a quarter Greek, and you think that that's the Greek accent.
It is the Greek
accent. Does that word not annoy you?
Use.
If
I don't hear it often.
Even just don't
Have
say
Have you not
it.
Heard Effie?
Yes, I've heard Effie.
Yeah, she says use all the time.
I know, but it's embarrassing for her soul.
Mm. She's very Greek, though.
Look, if there's any acronym that you've heard that you have no idea what it is, your kids are saying it, give us a call, 13 12 16. We want to know if this is seriously harming kids and teenagers' ability to learn how to talk.
And let's not even get stuck into emojis. My God, trying to decipher those.
I want to see your emojis.
What do you mean you want to see my emojis?
Get your emojis out for the world to see, Bodge. I'll do that next. Give me your phone and I'll look at them.
All right, there you go.
All right.
Get up with
Cass and Budge on the Mid-North Coast.
You wanted to look at my emojis, my most recently used emojis, because you think I'm some kind of deviant.
Well, you are. Cass. I've got them up right in front of me right now. You've got a sumo salad.
Yep.
Is that what that is?
Yep, it's a salad.
Do you like salads?
I used a salad recently, yep.
Okay, random. You've got an eggplant, which could often be mistaken as a peen.
No, it's not. It would be sweet potato because I use sweet potato.
Sweet potato?
Because I was talking about having a salad with sweet potato in it, a warm salad.
God, this, I don't know, because you've got a Samsung and I've got an iPhone. This looks awfully like an eggplant.
It's bigger than an eggplant. Go on, keep going.
It has a weird shape. Secondly, you also have the water. The water spurting, and that often can be...
Hang on.
I'm just saying, a lot
What's
of these...
What's next to it, though? Because that's far apart, I reckon, from the others. I used that the other day when I was talking... I think I was talking about Eddie Betts from the Adelaide Crows. He kicked that goal on, was it Thursday night? And because I don't use emojis often, I would have put it... Is there a goat next to it?
Yeah.
All right, so Eddie Betts is the goat, obviously, the greatest of all time. And then the water droplets, because it was so good, I was wet from it. There you go.
Of course, a lot of these are sexual.
No, it was one of those things you just post, like, you know...
All I'm trying to say is...
Insert your famous sports star here that you're really keen on. He's the goat. Water droplets, because you're that excited.
Also, you've got a lot of love hearts. I count five.
What colours are they?
You've got red.
Yellow, blue.
Stop. Did you study this?
No. The Adelaide Crows, like I say, the game they played, they won.
I quote, I don't use emojis a lot.
I know which ones I've used.
Well, they played a game on the weekend, didn't they?
Just before the weekend.
Okay. Well, you got my password?
No, I don't know your password. Can you tell everyone, please?
Tit69.
Tits.
All right. Also, what? Oh, that just came out. I need more coffee.
Tits 69. I thought you were clean as clean.
It's been like that since grade 8. Even my dad knows it.
Oh, jeepers. Sorry,
he doesn't like it, but he knows it.
Right, go on. Let's hurry this up. We're going to get to the news.
All I'm saying is you've got an elf, you've got Yoda or something, and a superwoman. They're pretty fine. But what I do want to just hone in on here.
Well, it's probably when I was texting my nieces and nephews.
No excuses.
Whatever.
No excuses here.
Whatever.
You've got a kiss face, a love heart eyes, and a very cheesy grin.
Oh.
And also... a wink. Also, you've got the half smile like this. Why do you do that one?
Oh, the smirk. Yep, the smirk. That was midway through a multi bet. I was like, looks like the multi's going to pay off, smirk face.
Did you send these kiss faces to? Because
Caleb, probably.
I've never received a kiss face.
Really?
I'm an affectionate person. I don't know why I've never received one.
Is that a fact? Well, let's see what you've got just before we have to get into the news. You've got a bell, like a reception bell that you ding.
No, that's a fire
light.
Bell.
All right, you've got a red light, you've got a star, you've got a broken heart. That must be because you leave. You've also got a house, you've got a soccer ball. You got a lot of boring ones.
Aw.
Yeah, you got boring ones. Why have you got no, like, you know, you got a running person, you've got a green heart.
No,
I don't even want to look at it.
Can I tell you why?
Can you look at your Tinder instead?
No, you don't go in there.
Yeah,
don't go in there, Budge.
No, let's have a look. Yeah, so what do you want to do with this? What, now you've had a look at my emojis, what do you...
All I'm saying is I'm clean. I'm a clean person with emojis, and you are.
Yeah.
You are not. You're dirty.
I'm not.
You're a dirty person.
I think you just dirty. Don't know what's going on.
You've got a...
Let's have some fun, though. Let's talk to Zach here on your Tinder account.
No.
Let's have a look here.
No.
Zachy boy, 3 kilometres away.
No.
28
Cut
years
this.
Old.
What are you doing?
No. If you want to have a bit of fun,
Jason,
mate,
Jason, give me the phone.
You're lucky I don't know how to use an iPhone either.
Jason, give me this.
How do I
I'll go
back?
To yours. You want me to go to yours? I don't know how to use a Samsung.
Do you flick it like this?
Do?
Have yours back. Let's get to the news. All right. Parlay.
Oh, I'm calling someone.
Parlay.
Cass and Budge on the Mid-North Coast here.
13, 12, 16. We're opening the phone lines up for this, Cass, because over the weekend I went to a concert with old mate down the hall from Triple M, Shawnee. We went out and had a social night together.
You guys.
Normally we don't do that.
Look at this.
You know, you walk past him in the hall, you're not allowed to look at him.
That's how
famous he is.
No, oh, he's... Just yeah, wow. No, stop it. Look, you guys look like you had fun.
Yeah, no, we did. He's like the dad here, pretty much. Him and Mike, our general manager, both sort of...
Two dads.
The dads that look after us all. But we went and saw Mentor as Anything at Southwest Rocks Country Club. and it was fantastic. I'd never seen them live before. Now, Mentor is anything a band from the early 80s, well, even before that as well.
Oh, yeah?
So they're very old. I know them because my dad played their music a lot. He played a lot of great Australian music from that era. And, you know, you've got those songs that sort of remind you of people, particularly once they've gone. And you and I have been talking about this morning. We're getting a little bit emotional talking about it.
Yeah, it's getting emosh, guys.
I know. It's an emotional day.
Oh.
It's an emotional day.
It is.
So
it's okay, though.
There's one song that I was hanging out for him to play that really makes me feel different things.
So what's it called, this one?
If You Leave Me, Can I Come Too?
Mm.
So when you're younger, you pick up different kinds of music just by the sound. So there's certain songs that I know and remember from when I was really young just by the sounds of different synth parts of the song. I know it sounds quite strange, but people go, I've heard this before. So this song
and it
here,
kind of brings it back for
you. Yeah. So when this song started playing, I ran out there and I just got into it because it reminds me of my dad. And my dad would have been 51 back into last week. Mm. So it was quite an emotional thing for me. Here's how it goes. Love this. So you get the idea.
Yeah.
Like, Dad used to play this on a Sunday. We'd all go to church with Mum. He didn't go to church. He didn't give a stuff. He'd be playing Nintendo and he'd be cooking food for us for when we got home. He'd always be doing like a stir fry or something like that. And he'd always have, I think they call it Australiana, Australian music. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm picking up with him.
Traditional 70s, 80s Australian music, and sometimes he dipped into the 90s. He had great taste in music. And that song, when that played...
it just brings back all these memories.
Even though they were, a lot older, it really affected me. And I was like, geez, I'm not used to getting, feeling like that. So we were talking about it this morning, you told me about a Frank Sinatra song.
Yes. Look, this one is...
And 13, 12, 16, sorry to cut you off. No, you've got a specific song that reminds you of someone that's not
with
you anymore.
We'd love to know.
Yeah, it's always good because sometimes there's songs that are a little bit obscure to most people, but they're really
it
special to
you. It doesn't have to be sad. It can be a happy song. But look, if we're getting emosh, we don't want to be alone emosh.
That song made me happy emotional. It made me feel close to a dad that I hadn't been close to for a while.
Yeah, that's a nice way to think of it, actually, Bodge. Well, this one, it makes me feel both sad and happy, and it makes me remember my papa, so my grandfather, and he actually sung this to me. He caught me off guard on my 21st birthday. He came up and he got on the microphone.
And he sang
and
this?
And sang this.
Someday.
Oh, well.
When I'm so sad.
Low,
you.
When the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you.
Aw.
And the way you look.
So your papa used to sing this?
All the time.
That's amazing.
All the time. He had a beautiful voice and he liked to think he looked like Frank Sinatra, and I'm sorry, but he's hot.
He's on the background of your phone.
Yeah, he is. Tell me that is not a good-looking papa.
He's a good-looking papa. But no, the music's really, really powerful. I know we play a lot of the newer stuff on here, and we don't play any of those, but everyone remembers what their parents played.
Oh,
and I think that's where the basis is of either you hate what they play or you love what they play.
Yeah.
So it's just a really, really important thing.
If anyone does have a song that they want to tell us about and why, 13, 12, 16, we would love to know.
Yeah.
Get up with Cass and Bodge
on the Mid-North Coast Hit.
That's about that time. Hit FM's 5 in 10 for Newtons. The only name for shutters, blinds and awnings.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, 5 in 10. You get 10 seconds. We ask you a question. We want 5 answers. Cass, who's today's victim?
Today's poor victim is Ella from Port Macquarie. Good morning, Ella. How you doing?
Good.
That's good, Ella.
Oh, God. Ella, how old are you?
I'm 10.
You're 10.
All right. Well,
double digits.
Cass is going to go easy on you today. Sorry, I said victim. All right.
Hey, Ella. Well, look, we're going to ask you a question. We're going to give you 10 seconds, okay? Probably heard it before. And then we need 5 answers from you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good luck, Ella.
Good luck to you, Ella.
Okay. Ella, could you please name for Bodge and myself 5 songs that the Spice Girls have sung?
I know. Stop right new. Stop right new.
So, you know what, Ella, that is correct. It's Stop Right Now.
Thank you very much.
It's called Stop, can I tell you, but it's a very good song. Now,
you're going to get her on a technicality.
I'm not getting her on a technicality. Ella, you're very young for the Spice Girls. Now, we only said this because your mum might be a fan of the Spice Girls, but they've announced this big tour that they're coming to Australia next year.
It's true. Look, they got Spice Up Your Life, Ella. That's a good song.
That's a good one.
Wannabe, Two Become One. Let me think. Oh, do you know what was really sad? Do you remember when Viva Forever came out?
Yes.
That made me want to cry. It was that sad.
Look, don't listen to that one, Ella.
Ella, start from their first album and just work your way through the albums and the film. And do they do a second film?
I thought it was just one.
I think they just did the one.
And Ella, there's another one called If You Want to Be My Lover. That's a good one.
You'll learn about that later down the track, obviously.
Way later.
Yeah. Look, thanks for having a go at it. Are you off to school today?
Yes.
Okay. What year are you in?
Five.
Okay, cool.
Do you know what? I remember being in year five. Do you know Britney Spears?
Yeah.
Britney Spears started making music, like on mainstream music, when I was your age.
Well,
that's how old.
Should we say, Ella, who's your favourite singer?
I like this. It's basically a group of singers called Pixie Girls.
Who?
The Pixie Girls, is that?
Pixie Girls.
Oh.
Don't know them. What do they sing?
Really rude songs.
Really rude songs.
Hang on a second.
Ella.
Hang on a second. I don't think we can play that.
Ella, my goodness.
All right. We won't go into that.
No,
then.
But, oh, look, we'll try the Spice Girls out. I think your mum will be happy with them, hopefully.
Oh, I don't think she will.
Hey, thanks so much for your call, Ella. We really appreciate it. You have a great day at school.
I will.
Thanks, Ella. Bye.
There we go. 5 and 10 for another week. Thanks to Newton's, the only home, the only name for shutters, blinds, and awnings. Goes up to $180 for tomorrow, Cass.
Oh. $180 buckaroonies.
We nearly played a filthy song, didn't we?
Oh, naughty. Cass and Bodge on the Mid North Coast here.
Cass.
Look, last night we went out for some bevvies, Bodge, and we'll explain why after 8:30. But Ashley from the Hit Squad was in with us having some bevvies, and she's here to tell the tale. Hello, Ash.
What tale am I supposed to be telling?
Well, you're a bad lady, all right? You're a good lady, but you're also a bad lady. You were influencing people last night.
Oh, yeah. No, she was doing more than that. She was getting young Caleb. She was getting young Caleb, our former intern, to work some moves, maybe learn a few new moves.
He has an aspiring career to be the next Magic Mike.
Well, I'm glad he can do something, because when he's here, he can't do anything.
Oh.
He might have pulled a hammy, though.
You think he pulled a hammy?
One of the videos we have, he's like, oh, my hamstrings are so tight.
Now, for those that are wondering what's going on, this morning Cass and I have been discussing yesterday. We all went out for some drinks, and we'll talk about after 8:30 why we went for those drinks. Mm-hmm. But Caleb and yourself, Ashley and Cass and some of the others went back to Christy's house.
Yeah.
I went home because I'm...
Because
I prefer the comforts of being in bed.
Dawson's Creek.
Can you shut the...
We know.
Don't talk about my secret shame.
We know what you're about.
You know what? I'd rather go home and watch trashy 90s teenage drama.
Then watch Caleb learn how to become Magic Mike.
Yeah. He wasn't. No.
Don't pretend it's a secret shame when you broadcast it all over Instagram with commentary. Yeah, and then you take a poll of
Jason underscore Bodger. Follow me for... Dawson's Creek.
People are unfollowing you because of Dawson's Creek.
All right, we're going on a tangent here. Right, Game of Thrones finished and I needed another show to give my soul to.
You had the Kardashians. You let them go.
Get stuffed. No, Ash, right. So what moves were you teaching Caleb?
Can you just tell us?
The art of storytelling is being able to communicate.
There was a chair.
Right.
Involved.
Yeah. And what were you getting him to do?
Some toe touching.
That's toe touching.
The hammy.
Yeah.
Okay. And then did you sit on the chair like I am right now, like normally, or did you have to do it like the Pussycat Dolls did?
Have you ever seen Magic Mike sit on a chair normally?
I don't think he was. Fair enough. He looked more like Coyote Ugly than Magic Mike. He was doing traditionally.
Oh my!
No,
God.
No, no. He wasn't. He wasn't powerful at all. He was doing sort of the power moves that females normally do.
Well, can I say, because I came in a little bit late because I went to the bathroom and I came back out. You were both upside down, like their heads were on the floor and their bums are in the air.
Sorry, that's a false. Caleb, that's a false statement because everyone knows I have no upper body strength whatsoever. So there's no way I was upside down.
We're going around in circles here, right? This is meant to be against Caleb because he'll be in after 9 o'clock and he hasn't got a chance to defend himself.
Okay, yeah, that's what we're about.
Yeah, so unfair. He was doing like a sort of a backwards gyrating motion.
I'll show you what he did.
On the chair. I've seen the footage, Cass. Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, there you go.
He was doing. He was doing like a standing downward dog thing with, you know, an imaginary person on that chair. So whoever was in that chair was getting a real show. Yeah.
No one was in the chair, by the way.
Well,
no one was in the chair.
Thank God for that.
No one was harmed during it. But it looks like you girls were
having a good time.
Off your trolley last night.
Come on,
that's
drink
just
responsibly.
What I'm like normally.
Yeah.
Just a fun time.
And can I tell you something? Something that I did learn last night.
Just a fun time.
Guys, I'm trying to teach a lesson here. Something that I did learn last night that I think that I can educate people on is you stretch before you dance. You stretch because I've torn something as well and it's hard. I need to heat rub. God.
See, well, there you go. I'm the best dancer of all of us. So.
Oh, we all know that's false news.
We've got video footage. Sorry, ladies. Video footage.
Okay, well, you want to post yourself doing some dancing? And
no,
we'll believe
I don't think anyone needs
you
to see that.
Get up with Cass and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast Hit.
Bodge, today I have a very big announcement. It's actually hard to even know how to get into this. But look, sometimes in life I feel like I've become a little bit more wise maybe. I don't know. But you do have to make decisions and I hate decisions. And this one has been a pretty tough one. And you have to make a decision between work and family sometimes. And in this case, that's what I've had to do. And I'm actually leaving the Mid-North Coast, which I'm devastated to say, and I'm heading back to Brisbane to be with my family, just to be closer to my family for family reasons, really. That's what it comes down to, and I'm lucky that I have a pretty good family, and you only got one family in life, and I do think that that's something that, you need to remember.
You're absolutely right. Do you know, I don't mind saying, I'm quite envious of how close you and your family are. Like, you best friends with them, and we've had them on the show. We've had Theo and Marie going at it before. You know, Marie's done cooking, as she does, fabulous cooks, where you get it from, and then Theo's gone in overnight, done a little ninja.
Gone
into there and not, he's just hacked away at the patizio. Is that how you say it?
Pastizio. Lodge. You'd think almost a year later you would have learnt how to speak Greek.
I'm doing my best, pal. But, you know, he's gone in and we've had them both on. We've had it out, and it turns out that they have been a very big part of this show as well. So
yeah, look, they are absolute legends. And to be honest, it wasn't an easy decision.
No, and of course, it never is.
No way. And I'm bad at decisions at the best of times.
But,
so.
But also, I know it's going to sound contrary to that, it is also a very easy decision.
At the same time.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, and I definitely feel that way. But I also wanted to take this opportunity to thank the Mid-North Coast and our listeners, Bodge. We've got great listeners. They've supported us and me from, almost a year ago now, about 11 months ago I started.
Yeah, 1st of August. I remember it very well.
1st of August.
You burst in a day early. Do you remember that? Caleb and I were on air and then out of nowhere we just get a knock on the door and then you walked in. I was like,
Caleb was in my seat, mate.
I was like, what's going on here? I was like, oh, hang on, that's Cass. Because we'd met once before that.
Yeah, we'd only met once.
And then you tapped him on the shoulder and asked if he could get out of your chair.
Yeah, I was like, see ya, Caleb. No, but he's also been a very big part of our show as well. And
we ripped on him earlier, but... It's probably
not the right time to say it.
It's been a real sort of family thing that we've had here for the last nearly year.
Yeah, and we like our newsreader sometimes, Lee Jolo.
Lee Jolo, yeah. Well, you've been giving him, what are your nicknames for him? Lee, Joel.
I nickname everybody. Look,
Lee Joel.
Look, I have thoroughly enjoyed my time in the Mid-North Coast. It's not over yet though, Bodge.
No.
It's a beautiful place, and to be honest, I'd only ever driven through the Mid-North Coast before. I'd never stayed. And so I'm so happy I I stayed. And can I tell you, we'll be having a very big week.
We're finishing the show together on the highest of highs, Cass.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to the tippy top of North Brother Mountain. We're going to do Friday's show from there. So come and see us. We'll be there. We'll have the hit squad there as well.
We're giving out free stuff.
And
free hugs.
We just want you know, you'd be able to see. It'd be like Mufasa. You'd be walking out there just looking over all the light, everything the light touches. That was your kingdom, mate.
Stop it.
So, yeah, no, it'll be a great show.
And we would love anyone who's in the area or anyone who's not doing any Friday, if that's your, you know, roster day off. Most people do work. But we'll be there from 6 to 9, so please come and say hi and free hugs.
Yeah, there we go. Well, there you go. Cass, I mean,
why would you put this song on now?
Oh, it was almost like I'd done it on purpose, wasn't it? We got you for another week. It's okay. You finish up Friday.
Don't get me emosh now.
8:43. It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you.